Daf was Sukkah Daf Vav. We started off with the Gemara in the bottom Daf Hem Bey saying Shiur Chatzitzin and Mechitzin Arol Alach L'Moshe Misinai. So the first half of the Daf just questions whether that in fact is true, because after all Shiurim seems to be a Din D'Arai. So the pasuk tells us about the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with: Eretz Chito, Sa'ar, Gefen, Tein, Rimon, Eretz Yishamen, Udvash. And the Gemara has a drasha that each one is telling us a different shir for a different halacha somewhere in the Torah. So it seems that all of these are dinim d'oraisa, and that this is not halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, no, it's definitely halacha l'Moshe Misinai. V'tizbro shirin miksivi. The pasuk makes no reference to what the shir is actually for when it talks about all of these seven things. It just mentions seven items. Ela hilchsaninu, cross machta bi'almahu. Clearly it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The pasuk is only an asmachta bi'almahu. Gemara says, okay, what about chatzitzin? How can you say that the dinim of chatzitza are halacha l'Moshe Misinai? That's also d'oraisa. The pasuk says, v'rachatz saro b'mayim, and we darshin that shalo yeh davar chotzitz bein olav in emayim, that you're not allowed to have anything interposing between the person's body and the water. So you see that that's a din d'oraisa, the din of chatzitza. And don't tell me that chatzitza on the hair is only halacha l'Moshe Misinai and is not derived from the pasuk, because it's from v'rachatz es b'saro b'mayim that we darshin es hatafel b'saro, that even the hair is considered to be a place where a chatzitza could be a problem. So Gemara explains, it's true, the fact that there is chatzitza on the body and the fact that there is chatzitza on the hair is a din d'oraisa, but exactly what constitutes a chatzitza is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. On a d'oraisa level, only rubo makbir alav v'schotzitz, that's derived from halacha l'Moshe Misinai. It happens to be that on a d'rabanan level, the halacha is that if the chatzitza is on either rove of the body, or it's something that a person is makbid on, that would be also be a chatzitza on a derabanan level, not even halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That would be on a lower level, on a derabanan level. If it's a miut she'eno makbid, then it's not a chatzitza at all, because he gufa gezera v'anan nekum v'nigzor gezera l'gzera, that would be too far beyond the actual din d'oraisa. And what about mechitzin? Where do we find that mechitza is halacha l'Moshe Misinai? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechitzas halacha l'Moshe Misinai to teach us the din of 10 tefachim, the wall of a sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim tall. But according to Rabbi Meir, who already figured out the 10 tefachim based on the limud from the Aron and the Kapores, so we still need mechitzin to be halacha l'Moshe Misinai to teach the halachos of good, lavud, and dofen akuma. Those three halachos are still derived to halacha l'Moshe Misinai, even according to Rabbi Meir. Then the Gemara records machlokas tanaim in a braisa, how many walls a sukkah needs. Does a sukkah need shtayim kilchasun u'shlishis afilu tefach, two perpendicular walls, and then a little bit on a third wall? Or does it require three walls and then a little bit of a fourth wall? That's Rabbi Shimon's shita, that it's three plus walls. And there are five suggestions as to what the machlokas is really all about. First possibility is that they're simply arguing whether yeshem lemikra or yeshem lemesores. When we look at words that have a different pronunciation than the way they're spelled, what do we emphasize in determining the halacha? Do we emphasize their spelling, in which case the words basukas or basukos is spelled twice without the vav, basukas, basukas, and only once with the vav, which would mean that it's a total of four, but you take one away for legufei, for the actual limud, so it would be shtayim kilchasan, and then the halacha l'Moshe Misinai takes the third one and makes it only a tefach? Or do we look at the way, not that it's spelled, but the way it's pronounced, which would mean basukos, 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 which would be a total of six, because each one is a plural. We take away one of them, legufei, which would leave four left, and the halacha l'Moshe Misinai makes the fourth wall only a tefach. That was one possibility of what the machlokas was about. It could be, v'ibay seima, everyone holds yeshem l'mikra. It all depends on how we read it. And the machlokas is whether you need one of the drushas to teach about the schach. Are we only looking at the walls? Are we looking at the schach as a one of the mechitzos of the sukkah? Or it could be everyone agrees yeshem l'mesores. And the whole machlokas is, does the halacha l'Moshe Misinai take the final wall and shrink it down to a tefach? Or does the halacha l'Moshe Misinai add an additional tefach beyond the walls that we derive from the psukim? The fourth possibility is that everyone agrees halacha l'Moshe Misinai shrinks the wall. Everyone agrees yeshem l'mesares, and the whole discussion is whether we kedarshin each appearance of the word basukos, or we need to reserve one lugufei. We need to, whether darshin tchilos or ein darshin tchilos, do we need to reserve one for the actual limud itself? And then the final possibility is that maybe the svara for Rabbi Shimon is the sukkah tiel etzal yom mecharvul maksal misr mizar mimatar. The sukkah is supposed to provide protection from the elements, and a sukkah that has only two walls plus a tefach can in no way provide protection from the elements. Maybe that's where Rabbi Shimon gets the idea that it needs to be three plus walls.